Hey everyone, welcome back to Spill the Tea with Christy, where we dive deep into the lives of the people who inspire us most. I'm your host Christy, and today we're shining a spotlight on a rising star who's taken Hollywood by storm, Marsai Martin. Some of you may recognize her name from her role as Diane Johnson on the comedy TV show Black-ish, but Marsai is more than just an actress. In fact, she's making history as one of the youngest executive producers in Hollywood. I know, crazy, it's a big deal. I've always loved her, so I apologize if I go too far with the compliments, but I cannot wait to dive into how she went from being the funny kid on TV to being a producer behind a major film. So sit back and relax as we take a journey through the life and career of Marsai Martin. Marsai Martin was born on August 14, 2004 in Little Elm, Texas. Growing up, she was just like any other kid. But unlike any other kid, she had this love for performance, dancing and singing everywhere she went. I guess some people are just destined to be stars. And Marsai had that spark from a very young age. In 2009, when she was just 5 years old, she started her acting career and landed her first national commercial for Choice Hotel. Now, I don't know about you guys, but at five, the only thing I was worried about was if my mom would take me to the park or not. Unfortunately, she wasn't getting as many opportunities in her hometown, so in 2013, her family packed up their house and moved to Los Angeles, land of the stars. That's when her big break came in 2014, when she was cast as Diane Johnson on the hit ABC series Black-ish. Black-ish is a show that follows an upper-class black family. And if you've seen it, you know Diane always steals the show with her quick and sassy comments. It's easy to forget that Marsai was just 10 years old when she first brought that character to life. Diane became one of the most beloved characters on the show. I mean, she was my favorite. And Marsai Martin quickly became a household name. But she had bigger dreams. And this is where things start getting interesting. So in 2014, when she was just 14 years old, get it, 2014, 14 years old, little Marsai Martin confidently walked into Universal Studios headquarters wearing a green floral blazer and her hair tied up in a bun to make a pitch that would change the course of her life. She had perfected her presentation over a plate of waffles with Kenya Barris, a writer slash producer slash director slash actor. He does everything. And made her way to the office. So we fast forward to 2019, when her pitch made it to the cinemas. So at just 14 years old, she made history by becoming the youngest executive producer of Hollywood film, Little. The movie Little, which starred Marsai herself alongside Regina Hall and Issa Rae, is about a powerful, overworked woman who, after being magically transformed back into her younger self, gets a chance to rediscover the joys of life. And of course, this film gave Marsai the chance to show off not only her acting, but also her producing skills. Now let's pause for a second and think about this. She was 14 years old. I'll say it again for those in the back. 14, as in 1-4. It's absolutely wild to me that at that age, she was already faced with so much pressure, carrying a whole movie on her back. But Marsai didn't shy away from the responsibility. As a matter of fact, she jumped in headfirst, bringing her own ideas to the table. She was passionate about telling a story that was fun, empowering, and showed that women could be powerful not just in front of the camera, but behind it as well. Now at 14, I was just trying to pass my physics class. I was over here struggling, while Miss Girl was making business decisions and influencing the narratives of what was soon to become a huge Hollywood film. Seriously, someone should have told my parents the secret to your kids getting famous is to start early. I could have been a Disney star for all I know. Marsai's success with Little wasn't just an achievement for her. It became the push that other young creators needed to see themselves in these positions of power. As a young black woman in an industry that has been criticized for its lack of diversity far too many times, Marsai's achievements became a testament to the power of representation. I can't help but think of how hard it must have been for her, though, having to endure so much criticism, having doors closed in your face so other people can have that opportunity to be able to write stories, to be able to produce these movies. But Marsai didn't stop there. Since Little came out, she has used her platform to continue breaking down barriers. She's not just focusing on her own career, though, but also lifting others along the way. She's vocal about the importance of diversity in Hollywood and making sure that more people, especially young people, believe that they can also step behind the camera and start writing the stories. In interviews, Marsai has been very vocal about how she hopes to inspire other young people, especially those from underrepresented communities, to follow in her footsteps. She believes that anyone, no matter their age or background, can find their voice in the industry and change the narrative. What's crazy is her maturity, you know, especially considering her age, the way she articulates her words when answering questions in these type of interviews, and also making sure her actions align with what she's saying is incredibly inspiring. I mean, some adults should be taking notes. Now, a lot of the times we see that people who get this much fame and recognition tend to change along the way, forgetting the people that got them to where they are now. Not Marsai, though. She has continued to stay true to her roots. She's grounded, she's humble, and she genuinely wants to see others succeed, which is rare in a competitive industry like Hollywood, where it's easy to get caught up in the glitz and the glam. She has managed to focus all her energy to empowering others and making sure that the next generation of creators feels seen and heard. So, I can't help but ask myself, what is it about Marsai Martin that has so many people intrigued? Well, besides her undeniable talent, it's her work ethic, her vision, and the fact that she's not afraid to take risks. Being one of the youngest voices in Hollywood, she has already achieved so much. She also advocates for women's empowerment and mental health, and has been very open about the struggles she faced in an industry that can be harsh and demanding, especially for a young woman. But she used those struggles as fuel to push herself further. She's been incredibly transparent about how she stays grounded and focused, often giving advice to other young people trying to navigate the world of Hollywood. Another thing that inspires me about Marsai is that despite her immense success, she continues to grow. There's literally no stopping her. She's just getting started, and we can only imagine what's next for her. I think what makes Marsai's story powerful is that she's proven that age doesn't define your potential. You do. You don't have to wait until you're older or more experienced to make a ripple that changes the world. Whether it's acting, producing, helping people, whatever it is you want to do, Marsai is showing the world that the future is in the hands of young, creative people like herself. I just remember watching her on Blackish and thinking, wow, she is good. Like, she is funny. I just didn't know how good until I read everything about her. Her whole career is a testament to her work ethic and love for inspiring people. And I don't know about you guys, but she has made it to my list of who I want to be when I grow up. For those who follow her on Instagram, it's immediately obvious that Marsai Martin is a dynamic and fun-loving person. From her annual Sai Summer Cookouts, where she brings people together to enjoy good food, even better company, to her impressive collaborations with major brands like Toyota, her Instagram page is a vibrant reflection of both her professional success and personal flair. She shares highlights like her projects, her passion, and the excitement of her entrepreneurial ventures. But there's one thing she keeps to herself: her personal life. I truly admire that about her. In today's world, where so many people feel the need to overshare every aspect of their lives, Marsai has always managed to keep her personal matters, particularly her relationships out of the public eye. This level of privacy is rare, especially from people in our generation, and it speaks volumes to her maturity. While many feel this pressure to expose every detail of their lives, to keep people interested, to keep people clicking, Marsai's ability to keep certain things private, especially in this era of constantly sharing every detail of our lives on social media, is something I've always respected and appreciated about her. She's mastered this perfect balance between being open and relatable while still maintaining the sense of mystery and control over things she wants to keep to herself and things she wants people knowing. And that's a wrap for today's episode on Marsai Martin, from starting as a star on Blackish to making history as the youngest executive producer of a Hollywood film. She is truly just getting started. Thank you for tuning in to Spill the Tea with Christy. Don't forget to follow for more amazing stories of the people who are shaping the world. I'm Christy, and I'll see you in the next episode.